20 questions. Wheeler likens how we create reality out of nothing but our interactions to a slightly skewed, surprise version of the party game 20 questions. In the regular version of the game, someone leaves the room, and everyone decides on a word. The person is allowed to ask a series of yes or no questions until they feel they have enough information to guess the word. Wheeler tells the story of a party where he was the one sent out of the room. And when he came back and began asking his yes or no questions, his friends were taking longer and longer to answer. The tension was building in the room until he finally guessed the word to be cloud, at which point the whole room burst into hysterical laughter. His friends explained to him that they decided to not decide on a predetermined word and were play-acting as if they had decided on a particular word based on nothing but the answers they were giving. The only rule being that every answer had to be consistent with all previous answers. There was no word that existed until the very moment of Wheeler's guess. Wheeler's questions and interactions with his friends helped conjure up the word in the same way that physicists and their measuring apparatuses' interactions with the subatomic realm actually create the elementary particles they are measuring. To talk about the word cloud existing in the room, that is, in the minds of Wheeler's friends, before Wheeler's guess, is not accurate in the same way that the elementary particle wasn't in the universe before the experiment, having no existence prior to being measured. Similarly, in our inquiries into the nature of the universe, it is easy to imagine that the final answer already exists, which we will one day uncover, without realizing that the very questions we ask and the actions we take condition and help to create the answers we get back. If Wheeler had asked different questions, or the same questions in a different order, he would have ended up with a different word. The idea that the word cloud was sitting there, waiting to be discovered, is, in Wheeler's words, pure delusion and fantasy. In discussing the surprise version of the game of 20 questions as illustrative of how physicists participate in producing the results of their experiments, Wheeler painstakingly makes the point that the power he had to bring about the word cloud was only partial. Similarly, the experimenter has some substantial influence on what will happen to the electron by the choice of experiments he will perform, the questions he will put to nature, but there is always a certain unpredictability about what any given one of his measurements will disclose, what answers nature will give. This unpredictability is because the rest of the universe is always inescapably involved in any observation that we make. The world is neither wholly determined nor arbitrary, but, like Wheeler's cloud, an intimate amalgam of chance and choice.